Honeys, it's Hans, international superstar, and you're listening to Mikey on the Random 30. Coming to the world, every boy, every girl, is there people on the world?
Is it having a good time? I never thought on the Random 30 that I would ever have an international superstar, well, let alone a German international superstar, Hans. Hello.
Guten Abend, Mikey. Talk about Random 30, darling. Here we go. How are you, baby?
I am great. How are you?
Well, I mean, check me out. I couldn't be better. I mean, I've had a year off, basically, as we all have. And now I'm back to work. I'm back on tour. And I'm back doing what I do best. And that is, you know, spreading love, spreading light, and showing everybody a good time, Mikey.
Well, you do it very, very well. And you've been doing it, you know, for many years. I mean, Adelaide. Let's just go there to Adelaide a minute. I mean, Berlin, Germany, Adelaide. What's going on? I mean, come on.
How did I end up there? Is that the question?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Listen, it was... I don't want to say there were tax problems, but the government were involved and I needed somewhere I could be a little low-key. Little did I know that Adelaide was going to turn me into a household name, you know? So it's been the catch-22. But I think it's like this lifestyle has just followed me wherever I've gone.
But if you wanted to be low-key,
it doesn't matter where I go, Mikey, I could be in Bella.
Well, there's always Tasmania.
Oh. Well, I am going to Tasmania. So, I mean, some will say I haven't visited Tasmania since high school, but I'll be going there this time. I think you missed that joke. Pick it up, Michael. Yes, I could go to Tasmania. I'll see what I like. I'll see if I like it there. But, you know, this country and Adelaide, you know, Michael, it almost feels a little uncanny. It feels like... I've lived in Australia for 36 years and never anywhere else. It's weird. It's a weird feeling. It feels like home, even though it's not.
They used to call me that as well. Kids, I hope you brought your notebooks because you're about to receive an education.
So how often do you go back to Germany?
Well, at the moment, I don't know if you've looked outside the window, but that possibility is not available to me at the moment.
Well, at the moment, yes. At the moment, yes. But I mean, I'm assuming you've been back to Germany and you've done Hans the German with your accordion. How did they take you?
Michael, when I go back to Berlin, it's amazing. There are homecoming parades, people are out on the streets, children, they want me to kiss their babies. I'm like the Obamas, basically. I can't go anywhere, you know? It's amazing. They've got statues erected to me, streets named after me. They've put me on a coin. They've put me on a stamp. It's bedlam. I am... the Bindi Irwin of Berlin.
What if you just had a baby or something? Is there something that we don't know about?
Well, I have not had a baby, but the fun is in the trying, Michael. The fun is in the trying.
We're going to get to your upcoming tour because I've got some questions about it, and you might be disappointed on one thing about me with your tour.
Don't tell me you've never seen it.
I've never seen The Sound of Music.
Michael.
Here we go. Hey, I only get called Michael, by the way, when I'm in big trouble. So I think I'm about to be in big trouble.
You are in big trouble. You are in big trouble. And Michael, actually on that note, I blame the parents. I do.
Yeah.
I blame your upbringing. I'm not sure what sort of a sad life you've lived up until now, but it has not been fulfilled. I'll tell you this.
Okay.
You are missing a part of your heart without seeing The Sound of Music, because this film is the greatest film ever made. But that's what I'm here for, Michael. This is finally your opportunity to see The Sound of Music in the best possible way, because it will be with friends, everybody will be singing along, people come dressed up in the costumes, people throw things at the screen. It is so much fun, Michael.
So tell me then, when you're doing your tour with The Sound of Music, when I read what it's all about, How is it all about? So are you doing some Sound of Music songs and then we watch the movie?
Pretty much. So what happens is I'm there at the beginning. I'm the host of the night.
Yes.
So at the start of the night, we have a bit of a costume parade. Everybody gets up on stage and shows off their costume. There's a prize for whoever is the best dress. We go through a few things that you can do while the movie's playing. There's a few actions. There's a few things that you've got to shout out. Some that are not for this podcast, but, you know. And then the film starts, and throughout the film, all of the words to all of the songs come up on the bottom of the screen, like karaoke.
Yes.
And then everybody sings along. Everybody cheers whenever Maria's on the screen. Everybody barks like a dog whenever Rolf is there. These words don't mean anything to you because you've never seen it. So,
well, I've seen snippets. I just haven't sat down and actually watched the movie in total. But you know, the
this is what I suggest to you, Michael. I suggest you go home tonight.
I'm in big trouble.
Rip down your curtains. Get out your Janome. Whip yourself up an outfit and then come and join. I mean, that's a bit difficult to do if you've got Venetian blinds, but what can I say? I just say, get some fabric, make a costume, come and join the fun.
So you're saying I need to slip into a bit of spotlight on the way home?
Maybe. I always suggest going to spotlight. I say, get the discount card as well. Sign up and become a member now.
I've got one of those members, but I don't know why.
Wow.
Your outfit, though, am I right in thinking that is it your mum that makes all your outfits?
Absolutely, Michael. Couture. I did try to sew my own clothes like you in the past. And like you, I failed. So now my mother sews all of my costumes. What are you wearing at the moment? It's a little bit... Well, where was that from? Did you buy that?
Yeah.
You exchange money for what you're wearing.
This is called Kamadi, if you want to be gourmet. Yeah, also known as Kmart.
Kmart. I'm not familiar with it. Believe it or not, they didn't sell this there. Maybe in the craft section they would. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. No, it's cold in the studio, but it's very hot outside, so I can be warm in here and then, you know, be comfortable.
You're reverse style boy is what you're telling me, Michael. What I look for.
Oh, God.
Someone that will roll with the punches, Michael.
Exactly.
For an experiment.
That is true. Well, we are going to stick up all the tour dates up on our website. We're going with Ballarat, Gold Coast, Townsville, Cairns, Bundy, Hobart, Launceston, Bundaberg. I actually went to Bundaberg about 2 weeks ago. It's okay.
What did I expect?
Well, it's okay. It's an okay place, but Bagara. Have you ever been to Bundaberg?
You're really selling it to me, Michael. I'm going to say.
Well,
I don't know if that's what they've got on the number plates up there. Bundaberg, it's okay.
If you go to Bagara, though, that's pretty epic. Bagara is really nice.
Well, I'm not. I am going to Launceston. I'm going to Wollongong. I'm going to Warrnambool. I'm going everywhere except for that place.
Bagara is at Bundaberg. Yeah, so it's like 10 minutes out of Bundaberg.
Oh, okay.
Beaches, it's stunning.
All right.
Yeah.
Maybe I need to make a little bit of a side trip.
Yeah, I think so. But when you do go into Bundaberg, it's all sugar cane trains, and Bundaberg rum.
Well, honey, about to get an extra shot of sweetness when I get there. July 24. Moncrief Entertainment Center. I'm going all around the country, though. So wherever you are, I'm sure I'm coming near you. Get onto it. Get onto the website. Come and bring your friends. Bring your gang. Bring your girlfriends. Bring your boyfriends. I'm enjoyed best in a group situation.
Who has more fun? You or the crowd? Because it's...
I mean, it is. Yes. Yeah. I should be playing you, but I'm not.
Hey, I want to ask you before we go, you being an international superstar that you are, How do you hold up to that name on a daily basis? Because I mean that's a big thing.
Michael, I'm glad you asked me. It can be a struggle sometimes, you know, there's a lot of expectation on me.
Yes.
People look at me as some sort of role model. I think they want me to be somebody that, you know, they can aspire to be.
Yes.
But eventually you just get used to it, you know? It's mm-hmm. something that I've been all my life. So here I am. I just do the best I can. I live day to day.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just do it by, I mean, being this beautiful also helps. Let's be honest. I've got a pretty great raw blank canvas to work with. So the struggle's half done.
Yeah. And you are obviously being an international superstar, quite big in the States, not just Australia and, of course, in Adelaide, but massive in the States. I mean, you have impressed Simon Cowell, Heidi Klum, Mel B. Yes. I mean,
you, well, names, and the random 30.
Yes, but I ain't up there with the Simon Cowell, though. That's the thing.
I know. Look, no, I don't want to say I'm mourning my career by doing this interview, but it has been a step down. But I'm also a generous person, Michael. I'm also a giver. Ask any one of my ex-boyfriends. They'll tell you, I think of others, okay? And that's what I'm doing today. I consider this interview an act of charity, actually.
Well, in return, we want to support you on your upcoming tour, which we're going to put up all the details, random30.com.au. Hans, it's been fun.
Michael, this has been my absolute contractual obligation. I thank you for your time, Michael. I thank your listener for his time as well. And I want to say you're a wonderful, wonderful person. I will be standing up for you. I don't believe the things that I've heard about you. I defend your name, okay?
What have you heard?
That's for me to know, Michael. I won't believe it. I won't hear a bad word against you.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you having my back.
I do.
Hans the German, thanks so much.
Bye-bye, Michael.